Video: Discount stores raising prices faster than others as inflation chokes Americans. By Amy Furr on September 22, 2022. Data suggests prices at discount stores have risen while Americans grapple with inflation, even as President Joe Biden, D, tries keeping citizens from worrying about it. At Dollar General, the data indicated costs have jumped nearly 24%, per Numerator. Aldi's prices reportedly hit 17%, according to a CBS News article published Wednesday. Leo Feeler, chief economist at Numerator, which tracks hundreds of millions of shopping receipts, says food inflation is hitting lower-income people disproportionately because higher-income communities have more options. You can go from a Whole Foods to a Walmart, from a Walmart to a Dollar General, Feeler said. Once you're a low-income consumer, you are already at the cheapest place that you can possibly buy food. And that just means that these stores have more pricing power. Shops with lower prices raised costs for food items such as meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and dairy at a higher rate than other grocery stores, according to the CBS report. Dollar Tree and Dollar General reported higher second quarter sales in August as shoppers looked for cheaper options to feed their families. The stores were also grappling with higher costs affecting their supply chains. In addition, Americans struggled with higher food prices in July despite Biden's White House claiming inflation ran at zero throughout that period, according to Breitbart News. Inflation also placed a burden on parents trying to afford school supplies for their children, who reported August 3. How do you not pay your electric bill because you've got to get school supplies? How do you not buy groceries for a week so that you have that extra budget? It definitely takes a toll, makes you feel like you can't take care of your child in certain ways, one mother told the outlet. Meanwhile, Biden has continued trying unsuccessfully to convince Americans there is no need to panic over inflation, Breitbart News' John Carney wrote Monday. However, prices rose significantly in August. Therefore, when Biden tells America that prices rising at an annualized rate of 9.2% is just an inch, hardly at all, he might as well be telling people not to believe their lying eyes, Carney said.